Has the Hipkins back down done its job? Has it pulled the rug out from under the likes of the Nats, who have made much mileage of bagging and promising to repeal things like the jobs and the media merger, etc.? National Party leader Christopher Luxon with us. Good morning.
Morning, Mike. How are you today?
Very well indeed. So forget the fact for a moment that you're the opposition. It's smart politics, this, isn't it?
Well, look, I mean, it's just getting rid of dumb stuff, isn't it, that shouldn't have happened in the first place. I mean, what a stupendous waste of money, time and resources. It's sort of like, let's do this, but let's not do this. And so what's the last 6 years been all about?
That's a fair point, but you've made much of all the dumb things they're doing. The fewer dumb things they do, the less mileage you get. They're eating your lunch.
I don't think that's the case. I think what we're seeing is just a government and a new leader that you can't trust. I mean, they're really uncertain about what they're doing. I mean, let's be clear, Chris Hipkins supported this whole agenda to the hilt, and he's going to do and say anything he wants to say and that he thinks voters want to hear. And that's at the end of the day, you know, it's going to be the new leader, same Labour, but they're going to come back. This agenda's going to come back. You just can't trust them.
Why didn't we see light rail dumped yesterday? Did that surprise you?
Yeah, well, I mean, the things that are still out there, right? I mean, the jobs tax or national insurance scheme, which is just an absolute madness, it's still on the agenda. It's being deferred. He obviously couldn't get that past Chris Grant Robertson. We've still got three waters sitting out there, that hasn't been dealt with. And then I agree, light rail, $29 billion is a much better investment for where that money should be going to. And so, you know, it's all very well, but I mean, seriously, you can't give a guy credit for getting rid of dumb stuff. This is stuff that shouldn't have happened. We've opposed it from the beginning, as have lots of political parties, have the public. He's doing and saying anything he needs to do, and it's quite cynical politics.
What happens if they come back with three waters? What happens if McAnulty does whatever he needs to do, gets rid of the Maori side of the equation, comes back and says, this is about pipes, this is about water? You can't argue that, can you?
Well, let's see what they say. I mean, you know, it's been really unclear where Chris Hipkins is on co-governance. I mean, he opened the batting with some comments on his first press conference and hasn't really been definitive about where he stands and what it means and how it's applied and what he thinks about it. So, I think there's a long way to go. We're very clear on three waters. Got to get those assets back into local control and ownership. That's where local people can influence it, and that's what they should be doing.
Would you up the minimum wage? And if you would have, what would it have been?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, the bottom line is that when we're in government, we had, you know, good, consistent increases in the minimum wage. We get it. Minimum wage, low-income workers are doing it incredibly tough. So we would have done something, but we wouldn't have done this or this much. And the reason's pretty simple. On the other side of the equation, someone's got to pay for it. And all this government does is legislate, costs and increases like this rather than actually growing the economy and growing businesses. And so, you know, I was just talking, you know, my cousin Christchurch 2 days ago, and a young woman came up with me, 18 employees, burst into tears, just said, Chris, I can't stomach all those costs, all those extra increases, and it's not good for my employees either who are dealing with inflation. The core issue here is this government has not dealt with the underlying issues around inflation.
Correct.
They are still spending $1 billion more a week than they did 5 years ago.
But if you're the recipient of that large yes, if you're working at McDonald's, and you know about that, if you're working at McDonald's and you're a young person and suddenly you got another $1.50 and you're on almost 23 an hour and you don't know where it came from, you don't care where it came from, Chris gave you the dough and you're happy as.
Yep, get that, but it's not the right thing, is it? I mean, the right thing is to actually grow our economy, grow our businesses, back our businesses. It's the lifeblood of our country. We're a small business country. That's what we do. Small business owners have borrowed it, against their house. They've got their mortgages that are being used to fund their businesses. They're dealing with rapidly rising interest rates, rapidly rising costs. All of that gets passed through to consumers with higher prices because it's got to go one or two ways. It's got to come off their bottom line and they reduce their own income for their own family, or they actually push it up with higher prices. But the problem is, we have whack-a-mole, we can discuss all these tactical issues, but the fundamental issue is this government hasn't controlled costs, it hasn't released immigration settings, it's not controlling spending, and it's not giving people tax relief, and it hasn't got the Reserve Bank focus on what it should be doing. So those are the things you need to do to get to the underlying causes of what's driving inflation in New Zealand.
Right. Explain to me how this works. Jacinda Ardern comes to Auckland a number of years ago and says, we want to hear what business has got to say. And she sets up a committee, and some bloke called Luxon ends up running that particular committee because you all got sucked into believing they wanted to hear what business said. First trick, Hipkins pulls out. He goes back to Auckland. He goes, oh, we want to listen to Auckland business. Sucked in again. How come business gets sucked in every time?
Well, I'll say from my own point of view, I wasn't sucked in. I just felt if a Prime Minister or a President asked you to do something, you actually do it. It's a bit old-fashioned, but that's what I felt I should be doing. But again, my view is very strongly, the Labor government is suspicious of business. They don't like business. They don't partner with business. Look at all the sector strategies we've got up and down this country, from aged care to energy to tourism. They know best. We'll do it from Wellington. Thank you very much. Mm. They don't understand that in society there are three actors. There is government that sets frameworks, rules, riverbanks. There's businesses that move with great speed scale and can execute things well. And there's community organisations that see the pain, hurt, need, frustration and can do a better job delivering services than government. The three actors have to work together, and this government's got no interest because it thinks it knows best and it does it all.
All right. Appreciate your time, Christopher Luxon, National Party leader.